When it comes to your spiritual life, learning, growing, and hopefully maturing, as you look back over all that you've experienced from the time you were born until now, at what points did you seem to really grow the most? At what points did you really draw near to God? Was it when things were really easy and things were smooth sailing and peachy king, or was it when life was very difficult, or perhaps even when things seemed absolutely hopeless? Now, I don't know about you, but for me, it's just about always been that difficulties and struggles and challenges and disappointments, being sinned against and hurt by other people, when I've sinned and hurt others with my words and actions, my own greatest failures, at those lowest, most difficult, challenging places, I look back at them, and you know what? I see that in a sense, those were the real turning points and places where God took me to a different place of understanding and learning and growing. It was through those times that somehow, in some way, there was something that was triggered inside that caused me to begin to ask questions, to rethink, to dig into the scriptures and draw near to God in a way that I probably wouldn't have if I had not gone through that particular difficulty or if I hadn't failed in that particular way. Is it that way for you too? I mean, take a minute and think about it. And I bet you'll notice that it was not through the times of laughter that you really grew. It was probably through the times of sorrow and pain and disappointment. Now, in the midst of those things, you may have really questioned, maybe even doubted if God was there. But as God took you through that, you began to grow. It wasn't through those times when you were all self-sufficient and thought you had a handle on everything. It was probably when you'd been stripped of just about everything. It wasn't at the pinnacle of what the world would see as success. It was probably when you had bottomed out and saw all of your self-efforts as failure. Now, maybe you aren't that mature. Maybe you haven't experienced these things yet. Maybe you don't even know what I'm talking about. Well, one day you will, and you'll look back, and if you're honest, you'll say, you know, that bald guy was right. Eventually, you'll come to a place of realizing that real growth comes through difficulties. It's interesting. As you read through the New Testament, you look particularly at the writings of the Apostle Paul, the apostle sent to us Gentiles. Paul was a guy who originally, in the eyes of the world, was looked at as the epitome of spirituality. He was greatly respected and esteemed as a religious leader. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, an expert in religion. But he came to a place of realizing he didn't know jack. He came to know the truth through really a time of difficulty when he had an encounter with Christ and was blinded for a few days and knocked on his rear end. Now, as Paul then began to live out the truth, the new truth that he had found in the Lord, and then proclaim that truth that Christ revealed to him, difficulties and hardship really began to follow as these new beliefs of Paul became real for him. He talks about it in one of his letters. He says he was beaten multiple times. He was stoned and left for dead. You can read about these things in the book of Acts as well. He was locked up and beaten as a prisoner. Eventually, he would be executed for proclaiming the message God had given him. But through it all, he was growing. He was maturing. He was gaining more understanding. As through all of these things, Paul was utterly humbled and taken to the end of himself. Eventually, he would refer to himself, this guy who was used like none other that we read about in the New Testament, aside from Christ. Obviously, Christ is on a different plane, but as far as servants of the Lord go, there's no one like Paul. But Paul would eventually refer to himself as the chief of all sinners, and he counted all of his great accomplishments that he would have on his resume. He said, I count it all as dung compared to simply knowing Christ. But anyway, it was through struggles and difficulties that he grew and matured. In a second letter to the Corinthians, Paul talked about a particular struggle he was dealing with and how he had pleaded with God to take it away, but God said no. And Paul realized that there was a reason. It was through the struggle that he had to deal with that God was working something great in him. And as Paul became more and more acquainted with his own weaknesses, that's when he became more and more acquainted with the power of God and the grace of God. And that's when God worked in him and through him in the greatest ways. Listen to what Paul wrote about this. He said, I most gladly would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He said, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I'm not sure I can say that yet, guys. How about you? You know, even though I can look at my life and I know that it's through difficulties and hardships and even my own failures that I've grown the most, and that's when I've seen the power of God displayed as I've become more and more acquainted with my weaknesses, I'm not sure that I can honestly say that I take pleasure in my infirmities, my reproaches, my needs, my distresses, and my weaknesses. You know, one day, hopefully, by the grace of God, as I grow a bit, I'll be able to say that. as the Lord accomplishes what he set out to accomplish in me. But right now, I'm not there. Neither am I at that place like Paul where he said, I've learned to be content in everything. I can't say I have. But Paul had to learn it, and it took time. How much? I don't know. How long will it take for me? I don't know. How long will it take for you? I don't know. My name is James Flanders, and one thing I do know is I'm no Paul. But then again, in his early years, Paul wasn't Paul either. When we get together next time, I'm going to share with you how it was through an extremely difficult chapter in my life, a long, difficult chapter, that God took me to the end of myself, stripped away all that I thought I knew about him, in order to humble me, open up my heart, my mind, and my eyes, my understanding to see truth in Scripture I had never seen before. I realized that if I had not been taken through that time, I would have never been willing to rethink and relearn things that I needed to rethink and relearn. In other words, it was through those difficulties that God took me to the place of repentance. What's repentance? Well, that word literally means to have a change of mind for the better. And in the next few weeks, I'm going to share with you some of those things that God's changed my mind about. Until next time, be blessed. Talk to you soon.